Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tea with Tine, your weekly pause for reflection, real talk, and reminders of who you are becoming. I'm your host, Tine, and today we're sitting with something powerful, becoming her. Embracing the process of becoming your truest, highest self, even when the path is messy, unclear, or unfamiliar. Not someday, not when things are perfect, but right now. Yes, even in the middle of the messy, even before it all makes sense. So go ahead and grab your cup of whatever and let's sip into the journey of becoming the woman God already sees in you. Who is her? Let's talk about her, the version of you that is rooted in purpose, power, and peace. She is not a destination. She is a decision, a daily one. Becoming her means releasing the outdated versions of yourself, the one who was led by fear, the one who was addicted to approval, the one who was strong, yes, but also stuck. To become her is to choose growth over comfort, choose alignment over applause, and choose healing over hiding. But here's the hard truth. Becoming her also means grieving who you used to be. Even if that version was praised, popular, and productive, she got you here, but she can't take you there. So let's define grieving. According to the dictionary, it's a natural emotional response of loss, encompassing a range of intense feelings like sadness, anger, and confusion. It's the process of adapting to a significant change. We often think of grieving in relation to death, and in comparison, becoming her, the woman God has called you to be, means letting go or dying to who you were. Now, let's steep this truth with some practical wisdom. Today's three steep tips are about becoming the woman or a woman with intention. They are designed to help you walk boldly into the woman you are becoming, one step at a time. Tip one, see her in the mirror, not the distance. We often talk about our future self like she is miles away, but becoming her doesn't start with a 10-year plan. It starts with how you speak to yourself today. Instead of saying, I'll be her when I lose the weight, get the degree, leave this job, ask, what choices can I make right now that aligns with her values? She is not a stranger. She is already inside you, whispering reminders, making bold moves, and choosing peace. When faced with a decision, speak to yourself as her and ask, what would the highest version of me do here? Tip two, release the role, keep the wisdom. Sometimes becoming her requires letting go of roles that once defined you. The fixer, the overachiever, the strong one who never asked for help. Letting go is not failure, it's freedom. You are not betraying your past, you are honoring your next level. Yes, let go of the former identities, but keep the wisdom, keep the lessons. You are not what you do, you are who you are becoming. So allow me to ask, what roles or labels have you outgrown, even if they once served you well? Tip three, embrace the quiet. Becoming is not always glamorous. Sometimes it looks like getting up early to pray instead of scrolling, saying no without guilt, holding your tongue because healing not only taught you to do it, healing taught you how to do it. These small, quiet decisions are valuable deposits into your becoming her. Don't let the silence convince you that nothing is happening. Progress is being made, even if it's small. And do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Zechariah 4:10. Now, let's spill a little real life tea. You may be thinking, Teenay, I've tried before. I keep slipping back into old habits. What does that mean? The answer, simply put, it means you're human. Becoming her isn't about never slipping. It's about choosing to rise differently each time. The fact that you notice the misalignment is evidence of growth. So every time you slip, allow that slip to cause you to rise and choose differently, because choosing differently is choosing to grow. Let's seal today's truth with this. You are becoming the woman you are always meant to be. So release what no longer serves you and honor who you are becoming. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are becoming. That's all the tea I have for today. Thank you for sharing this time with me. If it stirred something in your spirit, share it with another woman who is deep in the making of becoming her. Then like, share, comment, review all the things. And join me next Tuesday for another cup of purpose, peace, and power. Until then, protect your peace, honor your growth, and keep showing up for you. Talk to you soon.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Teenay. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Teenay airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen together. Tuesday Tea with Teenay is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose.